Okay, we're starting on Daf Lamed Ches, Samad Aleph, about halfway down at the dot Shesisa. Shesisa, what is Shesisa? Rashi writes, it's Michael Harsoy Mekemet Kaloyes, which is Apshu B'Tenor Ba'Ocho Zvani Lachim. Meaning, it's a Kemach, you know, when we have Kemach, Kemach is completely dried and it's been sitting in the fields. But this is when you harvested the kemach, when you harvested the wheat, it was still moist, it wasn't fully grown and ripened yet. This type of kemach, people take it off and they make it into a dish, and that's called shesisa. So we have a machlok in the mind. Rabba meir shakol nieh bedvaro. The bracha you make on shesisa is shakol nieh bedvaro. Ushmol meir breimin eim zonos. This really isn't a machloket. Even though there's two different sheets on what bracha you make, it's not a machloket. Ha ba'ava, when do you make a bremen amazonas? When it's a thick consistency. Ha ba'racha, but when it's thin, you make a shahakol. What's the difference between thick and thin? The Shulchan Aruch explains, thick is when you have to chew it. When you're eating it, it has to be chewed. And the Mishnah Berurah says, lav dafka, that you have to chew it. Rather, you just don't have to drink it in order to have it. And racha is already a drink. Ava, when it's ava, le'achila avdila. It's for achila that he made it for it. And therefore, the bracha on it is bremen amazonos. Racha, when it's a thin consistency, it's le'afur kaya avdila. And when it's le'afur, you make a shakol, as we'll explain at the end of the sugya. Mesa Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef has a question from Shabbos. We just dealt with Shesisa when it was dealing with Hilchot Brochos, where we mentioned that when it's for refuah, you have to make a shehakol. In Masechta Shabbos is a machloket on different ways foods are made. What do you make the bracha on? And Veshavim, but they agree. Shabok Shimera Shasos. If you stir up the Shasos Veshabbos, Veshotin, and you drink it, Zaysom HaMitzri, which is some kind of concoction they mentioned over there. This is allowed. It's allowed on Shabbos. So we already mentioned before in Hilchos Brachos that if you make a thin consistency, it's for refuah, and therefore you make a shekel. And now we see in the second Shabbos, in Hilchos Shabbos, that if you make the Shasisa, even if you make it thin, it's allowed on Shabbos. But if it's for refuah, v'saitetaitet refuah, and if you want to tell me that it's for refuah, like we saw in Hilchos Brachos, Kai Mekavin, that's why he's doing it. V'saitetaitet refuah, Kai Mekavin, refuah, b'Shabbos Mishari. Are you allowed to do things on Shabbos for refuah? Meaning, we mentioned that the Shasisa, if you make it thin, you make a shakol on it. Why? Because it's for refuah. But now we're saying on Shabbos, you're allowed to make this thin shesisa on Shabbos. So if you want to tell me it's for refuah and that's why you make a shakol, how could you make it on Shabbos? So I'll sort of do things refuah. Refuah b'Shabbos mishari. Amalei Abaya. Abaya says back to him, v'ad lo tizbra. You don't hold had tanan that we mentioned in the Mishnah. Kol ha'ochlim ochel adam l'refuah b'Shabbos. V'kol ha'mashkim shota. Don't you know any food that normal people, I'm adding with the Mephoshim Sylvia, anything that a Bari would normally eat on Shabbos, even though it's for a fuah, since normally people eat it, it's allowed to be eaten on Shabbos. The kol mashkim, anything, someone wants some tea because he has a sore throat, he's doing it for a fuah, but since it's a mashkim that normal people drink, shota, ela mat, eis l'chala meima, what should you say? Gavu l'chila kai mekavin. On Shabbos, when these ochlim and mashkim are mortits, because he's mekavin for the eating. Hachinami over here with the shasisa, gabal achila kai mekavin, he's doing it for the eating and drinking purposes, and therefore it's mutar on Shabbos. Lishnachrina, not sure what the difference, what they're adding over here on Lishnachrina, because it's very mashkim from the first part. Elamai is lachala meima, what do you want to say? You have a kash on me that shasisa is allowed on Shabbos to refuah. Gavul achila kamekavin. When a person's mekavin for the eating, for a fuah memeila kai havia, and the refuah memeila comes, it's mutter. Hachinami with the shesisa lachila kai mekavin refuah memeila kai havia. So therefore, the shesisa, even though it's made for a fuah, you make a shehakol on it with the bracha, and when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, it's absolutely mutter, since it's a normal thing that people would drink, and there's no chid, it doesn't look like it's for a fuah. Therefore, you can have it on Shabbos. Rashi, However, if it's a think consistency, la'achila avde, or milta kaime, it's still in its original status. Shabokshim, that's magisin v'kaf, you whip it up with a spoon, le'arvo, to mix it yafa, b'meimav, in its juices. Zeitam ha-mitzvim, a fort from a sect of Pesachim, v'chol ha-mashkim shote, you can drink any mashkim on Shabbos, as long as it's something that a normal person would drink. Alma, la'achila mekavin, v'fum me'lahavya. It's for achila, that's what he's eating it for, and v'fum me'la comes from, and that's mutan on Shabbos, hachinami, la'achila mekavin, v'chulei. Okay, so now, we have, in Shabbos, we learned that you could have shasisa to drink, it's no problem having it. So why do you need both? Why do you have to tell us the sugya in the Masechta Brachos on Shasisa and the sugya in Shabbos? V'tzricha de Rav, you need it for Rav. Rashi says the Gir says Rav and Shmuel. Because according to Rav Hizda, Rav and Shmuel aren't arguing. They both hold when it's in a thin consistency that you make a shakol on it. The Gemara took out the word Shmuel, I'm not exactly sure why. I think the Gir of Rashi is definitely more proper over here, because they're not arguing. They agree with each other. Petzrika devav v'shmol. We'll go with Kirsus Rashi. We need it for Rav v'shmol with Hilchas Brochas. Ti mahai, that if it's over there, havamina l'achila kai mekavin. We would think that's only for achila or for memela kai havi, and the before is memela coming. Aval hach, when it comes to brachas, when we're dealing with a brachas, not on Shabbos. On Shabbos we could say, listen, he's using it for a drink like everybody else. But the fact that before it comes naturally, that doesn't bother us. Aval hach, with hilchos brachas, kevan d'lichachil before kai mekavin. We know for sure that he's mekavin for before. It's not that it looks like it's nechila and it's memela before it's coming, like we'll say with Shabbos. We know he's making it for before kai mekavin. You don't make a brook on it. If it's for a four, it's medicine. You shouldn't make a brook on it. Klal at all. Kamash Milan, Kevan, the eighth, Le Hana. Since that he has Hana from it, Minei Boy Bruche. It needs a brucha. And that's what the Rav mentioned in the beginning of the Masechta, that even if, beginning of the Perek, that even if it's for a four, since that you're having any Hana, anything that you have Hana in this world, you have to make a brucha on. Rashi haki gosina v'tzricha devav v'shmol v'yaf al gav t'tanya l'inyan Shabbos to ochel hu, even though we mention on Shabbos that it's ochel hu muta li'achlo b'Shabbos v'tzricha l'mei b'ton bracha. We need to mention that you need a bracha. Tosfot mentions also over here yet something new. So with the hilchos brachos you make a shehakol on it because it's a thin consistency. But we already learned earlier that according to Rav Shmuel, that anything that comes from the five types of grains, you make a mezonoson. So why all of a sudden over here is it going down to a shekel? So Tosfot already mentioned, we saw yesterday, in Baha'i Dubsha Tatami, that any drink you make a shekel on, that's just the halachas of drinks in Hilchos Brachos, like we mentioned with beer. Over here he brings in a new nakuda, which is brought down a halacha. You make a shakol. You're not using it to fill yourself up as a meal. It's another aspect of Hilchos Brachos. There's a lot over here in Shasisa. I'm going to leave it for the Rav. Shiala pat, pas. The Mishnah says on bread, hu omer hamotzi. You say hamotzi lechem in the earth. That's the proper nusach that we say that was koveya in the Mishnah. We'll see that it's a machloket to noyim. Tana Rabbanan. Tana Kama says, Maihu Omer, what should you say? The bracha on bread, Hamotzi lechem in ha'aretz. Like we all say, Hamotzi lechem in ha'aretz. Rabbi Nechemi Omer, he's cholek. He holds Hamotzi. No, he says Motzi. Without the hay. Motzi. So it's a machloket now. What's the proper bracha? Do you say Hamotzi? Or do you say like all other brachas? We don't say Habore. Or anything like that, we say Bereim name is on us, or Bereim agapen. And with the bread also, you just say Motzi lechem in ha'aretz. Sounds funny to say, because we're so used to saying Ha Motzi, but he says Brachat Hashem, Motzi lechem in ha'aretz. Omer Rava. But Motzi, when it comes to the word Motzi, the girsa of saying Motzi in Berchas for lechem, Kuli amalo pligi. everybody holds Tiyapik Mashma, that it's past tense. And we need past tense for the bread. That's the proper way to say this. Rashi mentions Tiyapik Mashma. I left out the Rashi's on Girsus. Tiyapik Mashma. Shahotzi Kafar. Because when you're making a brocha on the bread, it already came from the Eretz. It already happened. So therefore, the brocha should indicate a past tense. V'havadei brocha hagonah shel, and it's a very fine brocha because you need it to be in past tense. Shahari kavar hotzi alechem hazeh min haaretz. The bread already came out from the ground. Shahu barley hanotim, and right now we're ready to have hanah from it. So everybody holds when you say motzi, it's a very fine lashon because it's mashma past tense. Tiksiv, that we see with Bilam, which happened in the Bamidbar after we left Mitzrayim. And he said, Kel Motziyam Mitzrayim. Hashem who brought him out from Mitzrayim. And since he's saying it after the fact, it's mashma, it's not mashma, it's clear that it's past tense. Ki pligi, where is the machloket between Tanakama and Rebbe Nechemia? Behamotzi. What is hamotzi? When we put the hay in front of it, does it mean past tense? Or does it mean hamotzi? He's doing it right now, which would be a present tense, or even a future tense, which is not the proper way to say the bracha. Ki pligi behamotzi, Rabbanan Savri, hamotzi, tiapik mashma. They say hamotzi is past tense, and they bring a nice fire for it. Dixiv, we see Moshe Rabbeinu in Sefer Devarim as he was recounting on what happened in the Bamidbar. He said, hamotzi lecha mayim mitzorah chalamish. He brought forth for you, brought forth past tense, water from the rocks in the desert. It already happened. So therefore, it's past tense. So what is Rabbi Chanina? Rabbi Chanina sava hamotzi demapik mashma. Hamotzi means it's shatid. It's going to happen. It still has to happen. Shneamar, as we see in Shemos, that Hashem speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu while Bnei Yisrael are still in Mitzrayim, and he says, "Hamotzi etchem misiv mitachat sivlos Mitzrayim." He's going to bring you forth, meaning future. Hamotzi etchem mitachat sivlos Mitzrayim. He'll bring you out of the burdens of Mitzrayim. So you have a very nice raya over here that it's future tense. So it's a machloket. What do we go after? V'rabbanan. What do they do with this pasuk hamotzi etchem mitachat sivlos Mitzrayim? So if we look at the full pasuk, the Rabbanan, it's not talking about future tense. If we see it, it's in the beginning of Parshas, Ve'era, and it talks about the four lashonos of Ke'ula, and it says, if we look at the pasuk properly in pasuk Avav, Lachem, and more Bnei Yisrael, therefore you should tell Bnei Yisrael, while they're in Mitzrayim, Ani Hashem, V'hotzeiti etchem mitachet sivlo Mitzrayim. Sorry, it's the next pasuk. It's pasuk Zion. V'lakachti etchem li la'am. I'm going to take for you an am. This is talking about after he brings us out. After he brings it out as Mitzrayim, he'll take us as an am. V'haisi lechem le'elohim, I'll be for you a God. V'yadatem, and you should know then, ki ani Hashem elokechem hamotzi eschem mitachas sivlos Mitzrayim. Then you shall know. Meaning, he's telling Moshe Rabbeinu in Mitzrayim, as Demar is going to explain, Rabbanin, ha'hu haki kamar, this is what was being said in the pasuk, lohu, kutcha brichu. Israel, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to Israel. Kad, when? Mafkinan lechu. When I bring you out of Mitzrayim, tell them now that this is the message. When I bring you out of Mitzrayim, avina lechu milsa, I'll do for you great things. Ki hecha, yedaso anahu diafikis. Excuse me. Yes, come in Mitzrayim. In order that you should know that I was the one who brought you out from Mitzrayim. Tiksiv. I am the one who brought you hamotzi mitachat etchem mitachat sivlos Mitzrayim. So what does the tloshon of hamotzi mean? It doesn't mean that I will bring you out. Again, it's past tense. Hashem is telling Moshe to tell Bnei Yisrael that after I bring you out, you'll realize that I was the one who did it. Rashi, diapik mashma, we saw that. Tiksiv keil motziyim in Mitzrayim. This is Shneem of Parshas Bala. Bilam, Shekavah Yatsu. They already came out, so it's a mashma past tense.
Okay, for Rebbe Nechemia, Sovet de Mapik Mashma. That's Shiatid, it's a future tense. Lahotzi, to bring them out, in the future will bring them out, Dixiv. Hamotzi etzchem, like he's going to bring you out. Because you know, Apostle Zela Moshe, Dayim Lo Yatsu, and when Hashem said this to Moshe, they still did not leave Mitzrayim. Vahamotzi, Lachamayim, and that Pasik, that Tanakama brought, that Chachamim brought, that Hamotzi Lachamayim Mitzvah Chalamish, that we said this Mashma past tense, that was Tanakama's Vaya, Adayin Ayim Motzi. They were still in the Midbar at that time. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't bring them out of the Midbar, they were still there. So therefore, Adayin Ayim Motzi Kol Yimei Hayasim Midbar. All the days that they were still in the Midbar, they were still, he was still bringing out. So it's Lav Davka Lashon of past tense. So we have a machloket over here. Everybody holds Motzi is a good Lashon, and it's a machloket, Tanakama and Rebbe Chanina, on Rebbe Nechemia, on whether or not Hamotzi is a good Lashon. Mishtabachim le Rabbanan le Rebbe Zera et Bar Rav Zvid Achva Derash Bar Rav Zvid. The Rabbanan would praise to Rav Zera that this Bar Rav Zvid was in the Adam Gadolhu. He was a great man, Obaki Bebrachas. And he was a Baki in Brachas. He was a great man, he was a Baki Bebrachas. Oh, you heard this. Omelahem. When he comes to you, bring him to me. I'd like to meet him, talk with him in the sugyas a little bit. Zimnechada, once, Ikulagabe, they met. Afiku le rivta. So this Bar Rav Zvid brought out a piece of bread. Patzak viome motzi. He came and he said, motzi. He didn't say ha motzi. He said, motzi lechem in arts. This is Baki and Brachos, used the Lashon motzi. Omer, so Reb Zera, Omer, he saw this and he said, Zehu she'omim love the Adam Gadolhu or Baki Brachos. This is the person that you said is such a Baki and Brachos. By the way, the Meiri says over here that from the midst of a Brachos, you can see if a person's a Talmud Chacham or not. It's a way to see if a person, how do they say their Brachos? Meiri says. And you see from here, he does this. So he said the Brachos Motzi. He said, this is the Adam Gadol and Baki Brachos. If he would have said Hamotzi, it would have shown he was a Talmud Chacham. Because he's telling us Kedushin. Ashmi'inan Taimah. He's telling us the Taich of the Pasuk, that Hamotzi, when we say Hamotzi in the Chumash, it means past tense. The Ashmi'inan the Hilchas HaKirvaponim. And he's telling us that the Halakha is HaKirvaponim. El Yomim Motzi, Maikam Ashmalan. He didn't tell me everything. Everybody agrees with the Lashon of Motzi. It's no big chiddush, he said. The Ihu, so why did he say the Pasik Motzi? The Avile Afuki Nav Shemit Pluta. He did it in order to remove himself from the Makloket. Since everybody holds Motzi as a good Bracha, and he wanted to remove himself, he would have said how Motzi would only have been according to Tanakama and not according to Rebbe Nechemia. Therefore, he said the Lashon of Motzi. The Hilchasa, and how do we paskin this Sugya? Hamotzi lechem in arts. We paskin hamotzi, the kalaman, the kur rabbanon. We paskin like rabbanon, the amre, the afik, mashma. That's a past tense. So Tosfot brings down that even though motzi, even chachamim agree with it, it's kuli alma, hold that motzi is a good bracha. And even more, the Shulchan Aruch says it's a better nusa. Motzi, everybody agrees, there's no pikpukim on the Lashon motzi that it's a past tense. But Tosfot brings down a Yushalmi that says the reason why we say Hamotzi is because we have a problem that if you say the bracha, you might say Melech Olam Motzi, since it's a Mem Sofit and a Mem before him. We already saw in the second parak that we were in the Kriyat Shema that there's a mitzvah to make a pause between the two of them, and we're afraid that people might be Boleya the letters, and therefore the better Lashon to say is Hamotzi in order to separate the two men, and that's why we paskin that Hamotzi according to the Yushami. So the end of the sugya is there's a machloket between whether you use the word Hamotzi in our bracha. Really, everybody holds Motzi is the best lashon, because it has to be a lashon avar. Hamotzi has mashmaot that it could be a future tense. The Bavli itself paskins that we say Hamotzi for the tam that Tosfot brings down is one of the tam, other Rishonim bring down other taming. But the main time is in order not to be to mix up the osios, and that's how we obviously
it's
do
interesting
it.
That the first bracha of Shmona Esrei, which is obviously extremely important halakhically, you have Elohei Yitzchak Elohei Yaakov. It's
okay, then we mix them up.
You know, it's running the letters.
Mm-hmm. So you could maybe say that because the Shmona Esrei, there's a mitzvah, especially the first bracha, that if you don't have kavana, the halacha is if you don't have a kavana, you're not yotzi. The first bracha, so people have to be a little more medactic. But we know as brachas, especially when you're hungry, for it's in front of us, it could be a problem. Okay.
What was the original taina that you said motzi not hamotzi? Maybe el motzi.
Oh, Tana Kama?
No.
He wanted to get out of it, but his taina was he's not telling me any chiddush. He's not telling me any chiddush. He should have told me a chiddush.
Or maybe el hamotzi is still good. How did he know?
That's maybe Rabbanan. Go after the rabbi. He knew that there was a machloket over here. He chose to go after the yachid. It's very hard. Think about it. Okay, from this point on to the end of the Amud, we have the sugya, what's called shlakos. Taking vegetables and cooking them. If it changes the bracha or not on them. Cooked vegetables. Okay, if we just look at the Mishnah for a second, see how the way the Mishnah was set up. We said, v'yala peiros ha'aretz, when you eat fruit from the ground, who omer, he has to say, break for adama, chutz minapas, except for lechem, shalapas, who omer hamotzi lechem in ha'aretz. And now we talk about yirakos, meaning the first, we say yirakos after pas, v'yala yirakos, and there's a makalokot, who omer, break for adama. So we see that yirakos are written after pas, after bread, mashma, that there's a similarity between the two of them. So this is lavdafka, complete similarity, but there's something to learn out yirakos with pas. Ketani yirakos tell me the pas. We mentioned yirakos. It was first pre haaretz, pre haadama, then pas, and then yirakos. Ketani yirakos tell me the pas. So there must be something similar yirakos to pas, to bread. What's the similarity? Ma pas, bread. Shinishtana al yedei or, bread is made by cooking it. It's changed through the or, and that's what gives it its bracha. So too bread, also yirakos. Af yirakos nami shinishtana al yedei or. That the halacha in the Mishnah is when it's changed through cooking, that's where you have the bracha adama. Omer Ravanai. Ravanai mishmeda abaye, it says in the name of abaye. Zosomeris, we see from here, this teaches us, Shalakos mevrachim aleim b'rei pri adama. When you cook vegetables, you make the bracha b'rei pri adama. Rashi, we missed a few Rashis on the last sugya of motzi. Yafi ditgon shani omer shehotzi etchem. Okay, pass that. Ashminan taima pirusha dekra. If you would have said ha motzi, you're going to tell me a chiddush in the pirush of the kra that's telling us that it's past tense, come on. She's a little under the pirusho. You come and tell us the chiddush of the pirusho. The ashmeinan halacha kerabanan. You tell us the halacha kerabanan. The hamotzi diapiku. That hamotzi is passing lashon past tense. Makamash malam. What was the big chiddush when you said motzi? Hakol modim bezu. Everybody agrees with that lashon. Okay. Av yirakos shinishtana. We see that vegetables, even when they're changed, they're cooked. And even though they're cooked, they remain in their original status. You make a brach on it, break your adama. Shalakos is called yerek shalok. That's cooked. Okay, we're going to see it's not so pashut. Even though we say over here, we learn out from a Mishnah, because it's next to pas, that you make a break your adama. And shalakos, we're going to see that it's a machloket. It's a very sticky machloket. Let's see over here. Drash Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda would drash mishum Rabbeinu, umanu who is Rabbeinu, Rav. Shalachos, mavrachim aleihem, b'rei pri adama. Cook vegetables, you make a b'rei pri adama. Rav Oseinu, hayardim Eretz Yisrael, and the rabbis that came from Eretz Yisrael, umanu who is that, Ula, mishmeid Rabbi Yochanan, amar, shalachos, mavrachim aleihem, shahakol, niyebidvaram. You make a shahakol, niyebidvaram. He says, that's the makhlok. That's seemingly the makhlok. In Popo, Rav says, you make on shlokos a break for Adama. And the Rebbe Seino from Eretz Yisrael would say a shakol. Dani Omer, he says, there's no makhlok at all between them. And he brings down the clown. Kol, chitchilas, or break for Adama. Something in its original state you make a break for Adam on it. Give an example of cucumbers, right? Raw cucumbers in its original state, you make a break for Adam on. Shalka, you cook cucumbers, it certainly takes that as original state. That's not how people do it. Shakol ne'ebidvo. Therefore, you make a shakol. Shakol, shetichilaso, shakol ne'ebidvo, like a potato. Something no one eats potatoes raw. Whatever you eat raw is not the normal way to eat it, and you make a shakol. Then when you shalko, it's break for adama. Now that takes care of the machloket. There's no machloket over here. Vav, in Bavo, when Rav Chisda said in the name of Rav, that you make a break for adama on it, that's talking about when its original state, it's a shakol. And in Eretz Yisrael, when they say a shakol on cooked vegetables, that's because in its original state, it's a break for adama. Rashi, Tavash Rav Chisda Kach, he said so. Mishum Rebbeinu, that's Rav. Shalach Osomim Rebbe Adama Rebbe Teino Maninu Ulo Meir Rebbe Yochanan Shakol. Ariadava Ben Machlokas. It seems to be a Machlokas. Daniel Meir. And I say myself, Rav Chisda, the Yashav Divreya, in order to not make it a Machlokas, She'enu Chalukim, they're not arguing. Yish Mehem Pri Adama V'yish Mehem Shakol. There's some vegetables, cooked vegetables that are a break Pri Adama, and there's some that are Shakol. Kol Yeret Hanachal Chai, that you eat in its raw state, Shetechilas or break for Adama, Shoku is Afke Memilse the Gerusa. When you cook it and it brings it out of its status to something worse, meaning when you cook it, it makes it worse. Cooked cucumbers, the Meiri also mentions watermelon, right? You make Adama on watermelon, you cook watermelons, it just doesn't go over there. Mavart Shakol, you'll have to make a Shakol on it. Well, Lakan Mokile, Betumi Vikarti. And the Gemara itself is going to mention what are these vegetables. It's garlic, tumi, and karti, leeks. The chol, yerek she'ein darkhali achal chai. And if there's a vegetable, potato or something that you don't normally eat, vor, shemit chiliaso, im achal chai, shahakol hu mivar. You'll have to make a shakol. Therefore, shakol, and here's the time of it. Haviu lederek achilaso. You bring it now into the normal way of eating it. That's what it's made for. Hu ikapir. This is its ikar fruit. So according to Rav Chisda, there's no machloket between Rav and Ula in the name of Rav Yochanan. It all fits in nicely. We have a nice klal and Hilchos Baruchos, and that's how Rav are to be shown in Paskin, and so to the Shulchan Aruch. So we're just going to ask one question on his mishnah. Amar kol shetechilas shakol ne'ebidvo shalchol break for adama mishkachalei. I understand. I have no problem. Something that's normally in its raw state, you don't eat it, and therefore you make a shakol and you cook it, you get a break for adama. We find it bekarva. That's karuv. That's karuv cabbage thing. The silka beets, bekara pumpkin. These are all things that you don't eat in its raw state. So therefore, if you eat it in its raw state, it's worse off, and therefore it drops a bracha. And the Rav will go through. There's a lot of complications in the lachas over here, even for Rav Lech, to get us through that. Pumpkin also. These things I have no problem with. They're completely understood to me. That in their raw state, you make a shakol, and it's a cooked state, you make a breakthrough at the moment. It's its normal state of eating it. But, Ella, kol shetichilaso breakthrough at the moment, something that originally cooked, it's breakthrough at the moment, shalkor, now you cook it, shakol heikam mishkachas. Where do you find such a thing, love? Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak mishkachas lei betumi bekarti. We find it with garlic and leeks. Tosfot brings up the question. The other Rishonim also mention it. Now, wait a second. Cooked garlic is quite tasty over there. What do you say that in the its raw state you make a break by the mud, you cook it? It's not, and the Rishonim are very bothered by this Gemara over here, because they all say that, and they all give Terutzim. Tosfos mentions that when you cook it, it's only when you cook it with other things, like oil, olive oil, or you cook it with meat, that it's also getting the taste of those other things, that it tastes delicious. But by itself, it's better by itself than it is in the raw. It's better by itself in the raw state, that's what people like eating it, than just cooked by itself. That's what Tosfot says. People are bothered by it, and therefore they switch the halacha around over here. Tosfot then goes through, beautiful Tosfot over here, explaining different types of fruits and vegetables if you cook it, or if you don't cook it. He said, for example, apples, they're delicious as in its raw state, and they're delicious even in its cooked state. Therefore, you make a eitz on it in both states. And he goes into the different sukkies over here of fruits, if it's worse off, it's better off, and he brings down the klalim.
And he also mentions over here that the Rif paskins like the second Shita, which we're going to see over here. Didn't see it yet. So that was Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said there's no machloket between Rav and Ula in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. But now we're going to have another one. Drash Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman in Bavel, Mishum Rabbeinu, Umanu, Shmuel. He's saying now in the name of Shmuel. Shalakos, Mivrachim Aleim, Brei Pri Adama. You make a Brei Pri Adama on it. Vechavareinu, Hayard Meretz Yisrael, Umanu, Ula, Mishmei, the Rabbi Yochanan, and Achaverim. He doesn't call him Levotenu. He thought he was on the same level as Ula. We see the hierarchy a little bit of the Rabbanim. Rav Nachman considered Ula his Chaver. Rav Chisda considered Ula his Rav. Amar Shalakos Mevarchim Aleim Shahakol Nebidro. Ve'ani, Rav Nachman says, Omer, but Machloket Shinoi. It's a Machloket over there, and it's a known Machloket. It's found in another place, and he holds that there's none of this. It's the none of this that Rav Chisda did. That making an Okimta, that if it's raw or if it's not raw, how you eat it. He holds, in all cases, Shmuel holds that if you cook the vegetables, even if it makes it worse, you make a Brei Pri Adama on it. And the Rif actually paskins like Rav Nachman, for the reasons that Tosfos brings. But we don't paskin like that. We're over the Rishonim don't. So he says this is a machloket shinoi. It's a machloket, a known machloket that we have, legabi matzah. The Tanya, he holds it's a machloket in Brochas, that they hold straight out a machloket between Shmuel and Ula in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, or whether or not cooked vegetables are outright, you in every case of every cooked vegetable, Shmuel holds you say a break for Adama. Ula in the name of Rabbi Yochanan holds a shakol. And he holds it's a machloket, you do it, the Tanya, in matzah. If you cook matzah, does it remain its brocha or not? Yotzi rakik hashvoi. You're yotzing on the mitzvah of achilas matzah on Leil Pesach with your rakik, which is matzah. Hashvoi, if you soak it in water, which is the etzah that they give to people that wear dentures or something that have problems chewing. That you're yotzing rakik hashvoi over mevushal. And also, if you cook it, shalonimok, as long as it wasn't dissolved completely in the water, very all holds with when it comes to matzah, even if it's cooked, it doesn't lose its status. Rabbi Yosyome, Yotzim Birakik Hashvoi, he holds that only when you soak it in water, are you Yotzi Avalo Mivushal, Apo Pishalo Nimuach, even though it doesn't dissolve. So you have a machloket with matzah. If you cook the matzah after you baked it, now Leil Pesach, you have it cooked in order to eat it, Rabbi Meir holds that that's good for the matzah. Rabbi Yossi holds its yored and its brachas. Vashi. Joshua Nachman Kak Mishum Rabbeinu Shmuel Shlachos Marek Brei Pri Adama Vechaveinu. Rav Nachman Choshuv. He was very Choshuv. He was the son of the Reish Kavusa, and he was the Av based, and he was very Choshuv. V'lo Kari Ula Rebosenu. He doesn't call Ula his Rav. Omer Shlachos Shachol V'ani Omer. He says himself that there's a machloket. Shehem Kalukim Bepalukta the Rav Meir Rav Yossi. This is machloket of Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel, and normally we hold machloket Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, we call that Rabbi Yochanan, is Rabbi Yossi, is the machloket Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. The Divrei Shmuel that says you always make a Brei Pri Adama of Divrei Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. The Chomine Yavakos him. The Chalukim Zelzen, the Kargon like this. Shmuel is like Rabbi Meir. Shmuel that holds Yerukos, you always make a break for Adam on it. Therefore, when it comes to matzah, when you cook the matzah, it doesn't change this. Cooking doesn't change any status of it. That when you cook it, it still stays in its status. Rabbi Yochanan, Kaik Rabbi Yossi, just like Rabbi Yossi says, when you cook the matzah, it brings it down from its state. Also, with vegetables, it brings it down a state. Falohi, and the Gemara says, that's not so. The machloket of Rav Meir and Rabbi Yossi is something different, and you cannot learn out the two machlokets together. Falohi, the Kuli Alma, meaning Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi, Shalakos, Mivrachim Aleim, Brei Pri Adama. They'll both agree with Shmuel that you make a Brei Pri Adama. So what's the machloket with matzah? When you cook the matzah, that it's you can't be Yossi, Yedei Chiyavan Leil Pesach, V'yakan lo komar Rabbi Yossi hatam. He didn't say what he said over there. Ella mishum de be'inyan tam matzah. You need to have the taste of matzah in your mouth. And if you cook it, it loses the taste of matzah, and therefore that's why you're not yotzi. Aval hacha, kila Rabbi Yossi moda. And even Rabbi Yossi will be moda. Rashi? Yotzi merikiki ashvori b'mayim yedich achilas matzah shom mitzvah v'kriyin v'ein lechem oni. So according to Rabbi Meir, if you soak it in water, you yotzi yedich chiyuv of the mitzvah, and that's called lechem oni. Avalo mevushol, Rabbi Yossi said that you can't cook it. The two love lechem ikre. It's not called lechem anymore. Afilu Rabbi Yossi mode in Milchas Brachos, the Le'inyan Brocha b'miltekai. When it comes to Brachos, its status remains. When you cook that matzah, still whatever Brocha you make on matzah, you make on mozi, but you're not going to be Yossi the chiyuv of eating matzah, so you have to have the tam matzah on it. Okay, let's just start this next piece over here. Okay, we'll have to stop here. This next piece goes down to the bottom of the page.